Basically, they can't lock up their farms, so there's no way of protecting their property and their livestock from people coming onto their land. A lot of the problems are associated with trespass and illegal hunting, but the price of stock at the moment is high, therefore the returns are there. Problems with fuel theft, fuel is high, so you get more problems with that. So people have had to sort of proactively try and protect their property by, for example, not storing bulk fuel on farm, which is extremely frustrating for farmers, moving stock from particular paddocks where stock have been taken and keeping them on another area of their property, and that's more a reaction to theft.
What sort of effect is this having on farmers?
Extreme frustration. We asked them what would, if they had all the money in the world, what sorts of prevention they'd like on their properties. And basically, there were clear messages coming through that we want to be able to keep people off our property that we don't want on there. Things like they wanted shark-infested moats around their land. They wanted 6-foot fences all around. But
and it's a really practical suggestions
really
there.
Really practical stuff. But the bottom line was, the clear message was that they want to be able to protect their properties and they can't.
What do you want to see happen going forward now? Because 14 years ago when you first did this survey, we saw the strengthening of the stock squad here in New South Wales. What do you think needs to happen now going forward?
Well, we're very disappointed in the survey that crime prevention on farms had not increased. After the last survey, we put out a lot of crime prevention information, but certainly farmers are not attending to that as much as they could. But I think it's because they feel it's a waste of time. As I said, how do you lock up a farm? The other problem is that they're not reporting to police when they've had problems. Only half of the crimes experienced in 2001, 2002 had been reported, and that has not improved. There was a slight increase in the amount of reporting of illegal hunting, fuel theft and stock theft, but overall, no, this has not improved.
So rural crime is still vastly underreported in this state?
Yes. A lot of the time they don't think it's serious enough to report to police. They don't want to bother police. A lot of the time they haven't got enough evidence to prove a crime, so they think it's a waste of time. Sometimes events aren't discovered for a long time. For example, if, especially on larger properties, if you don't muster your stock regularly, then you don't discover a theft has occurred. So they think, well, what's the point?
And are you finding more crime is taking place in the more extensively settled areas or in the more intensive areas, or is it equal across both?
It's fairly equal across both, yes. Some of the problems that have occurred over the last 10 years is there's been a massive social change where a lot of people have come into rural towns either to seek a cheaper housing, and other people have left because farms have suffered drought and economic decline, so a lot of farmers have left rural areas. So there's a change in the population. Not everybody knows everybody else, and therefore you lose that ability of a community to maintain formal social control.
Have those eyes all out looking?
Yes, absolutely. The ability to guard your own property as well as your neighbours.